elaborate on that, let me say this. I'm talking about real soul winning, not a cheap substitute.
Yeah, come on. Good.
And there are all kinds of cheap substitutes out there. Yeah. Everybody's got a new cute idea, you know, for how we're going to reach the world with the gospel today. Mm. And everybody's got all these new methods and these new ideas. And they've got ideas that would say that, you know, it's going to be done through advertising, you know. And I'm not against getting the word out about the church. You know, hey, get the word out there.
Right.
But let me tell you something. It's going to be done by preaching.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, and today, people, they don't want to go out and just do the simple things that God has told us to. It's not complicated.
Right.
It's simple. You open the Bible, and you walk up to somebody, and you show them how to be saved, one-on-one, straight out of the Bible. What could be said? You say, how can that not work? You know, it's only going to work. Of course it works.
Yeah.
When you love somebody and you open the Bible and show them how to be saved. When you knock the door of somebody and just say, hey, do you know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven and open the Bible and show them how to be saved? But everybody wants to just go out and hang a door hanger.
Yeah, come on. That's good.
Sir.
You know what I mean? And this is where the rubber meets the road tonight. They want to just hang a door hanger.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go out and pass out tracts. That's not what I see here. I see in the Bible, you know, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. One of my favorite verses in Ephesians chapter 6, you don't have to turn there, but it says, and for me, he said, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. He's saying, you know, pray for the saints. Pray for those that are saved. And he said, pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, wherein I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. He didn't say, hey, pray for me that I could go hand out door hangers. And I love what a guy said. A guy visited our church from Australia. And he said that, you know, he was trying to do a lot of soul winning in his church. He mentioned that a lot of people just wanted to, you know, sneak up to the door, you know, creep up there and just leave something and run away, you know. And here's what he said, and this just hit the nail on the head for me. He said, hey, I've got Australia Post for that. He said, that's what the mailman's for.
Yeah, come on.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And the mailman doesn't have to be filled with the Spirit of God, my friend. Yeah. You know, the mailman doesn't have to know the Bible. The mailman doesn't have to be a spiritual person. And you could pay the mailman to go hand stuff out. You know what I mean? And you could even probably build a machine today. You could build a little robot that would go, you know. You know what? But a robot's not going to preach the gospel with a tear in the eye and filled with the Spirit of God. Hey, that is what God has called us to do over and over again. The Bible teaches that we need to open our mouth and preach the word, preach the gospel, get people saved.
Amen.
He said in Acts 20:20, and a lot of people have called this, you know, having 20/20 vision. Acts 20:20 says this, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. He goes on to say, I'm free from the blood of all men. You know, I've preached the gospel that, you know, in every house. I've preached it. I preached the word.